Well, good morning, everybody. Why don't y'all stand up for us? Amen. Let's bring these lights down. Is it a good day? Did y'all tell everybody good morning so far? Amen. Let's just pray over this room. Let's pray that God... Amen. Come on, let's just pray over the room. Everybody find something. Amen. Everybody pray for the three chairs around you and say, God, fill it in Jesus' name. Why don't you start by making a little bit of noise this morning? Is that all right so we know we're not in here by ourselves? Y'all can do better than that. Who's going to make some? Come on, somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen.
Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. For the Lord is on my side, and He made it secure mine. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Let's sing it. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. For the Lord is on my side, and He made it. Let's do that one more time. Ready? Blessed. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. The Lord is for my side, and He made it victory mine. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Blessed Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. For the Lord is on my side. And He made His victory mine. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Jesus is the rock. 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 Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock. The rock. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. For the Lord is on my side, and He made. The rock. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Now let's sing, blessed be the rock. Come on. Blessed be the rock. My salvation. Blessed be the rock. 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 Blessed be
my salvation. Hallelujah!
I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart and all of my strength. I will praise the Lord.
I will praise Him.
I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart and all of my strength. I will praise the Lord.
Every
knee shall bow, every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
Do you believe it? Every knee.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue, Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
Every knee shall bow,
every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
I will praise the Lord.
I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, all of my strength. I will praise the Lord. I will praise Him. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, all of my strength. I will praise. Every knee shall bow.
Every Chris is going to sing his chorus. sing Jesus. With her.
Over me and
Worship the Lord in giving. Somebody say, praise the Lord for that. Amen. Say, I'm ready. Why don't you stand up as Chris of praise over that.
Come on, let me.
a shout. Still's the enemy, I've got a song. It's burning in me. That's why, let's do it. I've got a praise. It's victory, I've got a shout.
That's why I sing. That's why.
That's why I sing.
One more.
That's why I sing. That's why I sing.
Hallelujah. Why don't you find somebody and give them a hug this morning as they bring up the lights for us. Amen. And I believe Sister Kathy has an announcement for us. Crystal, you might want to let her use your mic.
It's going to be our first outing for the Children's Church. It's coming up on February 23rd. Tracy's passing out several things for you. On the Children's Outing, it's Saturday, February the 23rd, we're going to be going to a play. It's being put on downtown at the Grace Theater by the AD Players. And for those of you who aren't familiar, they are a Christian theatrical group. They are known in the United States as probably one of the oldest in that ministry. They've been around for about 30 years, and they put on adult and children's plays, and they make it biblically correct, and it's a wonderful ministry. So we're going to be going down there Saturday the 23rd. It's $6 for children. We're going to be meeting up here at the church at 9:15 in the morning. This is all on your handouts. It's important that everybody's going to be on time because play starts at 10:30, and I need you to bring a sack lunch and a drink for the kids because after the play, we're going to be going to the park for a picnic. Attached to that packet for this outing is a permission slip. I have to have it or the kids can't go. It gives me permission to take them down there, and also in case of an emergency, I need to have your permission to take them for medical treatment. The due date for the $6 for each child is February the 11th, along with a permission slip. So I need to get that from you. And there's information attached there to tell you more about the play and about the AD Players if you have any questions. The second is you got the brochure for the summer camp. I'll let you take a look through it, but just to touch on some things here, it's $179. That's for 4 days. That includes their lodging, their food. It'll take care of all their expenses up there except for a sack lunch for their trip up. And I will be transporting them up there. And even if we have one kid, I will take one child. I strongly believe in it. I've got a payment schedule that I have set up for y'all just to kind of help you. If you need to do it, pay it out. It takes about 18 weeks. We have to have all the money in right before. The dates that we're looking at would be Sunday, July 7th through Thursday, July 11th. The main thing that's crucial is we need to get our $50 deposits in as soon as we can because that locks our position. Otherwise, we may lose out on that date or on other sessions. So I'll let you take a look at the payment schedule after church. If you will meet me in the children's room, parents, I have some ideas for fundraising that we can do, and I want to get some input from you. I will be happy to put fundraisers together, but I need your commitment that you're going to do it. So if you'll just take a look through that, just a little bit more information. The summer camp is being put on by Willie George Ministries. For those of you who aren't familiar with him, he has a spirit-filled church up in Tulsa called Church on the Move. It is strictly for kids. They see over 5,000 kids on a weekend. He's been on the cutting edge of the children's ministry, and the kids' lives will be richly and blessed by being able to participate in it this summer. And I think Brother Jesse could tell you he's been blessed in his years growing up with a lot of the teachings and the curriculums from Willie George. There is one other thing that the camp is from ages 7 to 13. I know some of you have kids under that age. The other option is going to be, and you can even do both with your kids. We're having a vacation Bible school this summer. And the dates are on there in August. That'll be pre-K through sixth grade. It'll be Monday through Friday. They'll have Bible lessons up here, and there will be outings. There's no charge for the actual vacation Bible school, other than their sack lunches. And if we're going to the zoo, what the cost would be for their zoo or for the outing that we're doing at that particular time. So just take a look through that, and I'll talk to you guys more about it at the children's room after the service. What's going on this week? Well, we'll be back here tonight, 7 o'clock for service. Wednesday we'll be here at 8 o'clock. Friday we'll be here at 8 o'clock. And back here, say what? My husband's trying to help me. And then back here for 11 o'clock service on Sunday. We are still in our 21 days doing morning devotionals at 5:30. I believe we got about another week and a half of that. So if you can be here at 5:30 in the morning, it's wonderful to really start your day out well. And please mark your calendars. February 2nd, it's the first Saturday of the month. The women's ministry is getting kicked off. It's going to be awesome. And also the men will be meeting that day for their men's fellowship.
Why don't y'all go on up to kids' church? Amen. I believe today y'all will get to shoot some stuff today. Amen. I think they're shooting stuff back there today. Amen. Amen. How many of y'all are excited about Jesus? Amen. Let me ask you that question again. Some of you might be excited. I don't know if all of you are. Amen. How many are excited about Jesus and the life that he brings? How many believe in the life of faith that we can do things spiritually? Amen. That we can get a lot accomplished. Then we start off, let's go right back there. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. If you have a Bible, pull it out, Joshua 1, chapter 6. If not, you can borrow mine. There you go. Here you go, brother. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God the man's got the word. How many of you regulars don't have a Bible? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. Let me get some Bibles. Hold on. Y'all pray in the Holy Ghost while I find some Bibles. Y'all just going to trust that everything I say is right. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, here we go. What was that? Yeah. All right. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. Says, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Somebody say, and then. Then. Say, and then. That means after something, right? Somebody say, after something. Amen. Circle, and then. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Somebody said, I'm going to tell you something. Somebody say, be strong and very courageous. Everything's going to be all right. We all got things that we're going to face in life, but I tell you what, this is what you got to accomplish. If you want to win your battle, you get strength and you get courage. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Amen. You can do anything with God. Nothing's impossible. God's a worker of wonders. He works miracles. He's on your side. Amen.
It says, only be thou strong and very, somebody say very, in verse 7, courageous, that thou mayest do according to the law. How many of you want to do what God wants you to do with your life? If God speaks to your heart, you want to accomplish those things that you need to accomplish in life. How many of you want to do that? How many of you know that God has something he wants to get out of your life, that there's some that you just don't want to check out? Amen. Just don't want to die not having done anything. Amen. But you want to make a difference on the earth. Well, that's law for your life, right? But you're not going to be able to fulfill the law of God for your life, to fulfill what the Bible says. If you have your Bibles, there are a lot of things that the Bible says that you should do. And some of those things that the Bible says you should do are almost impossible. There's a lifestyle that God says we should live. Amen. There's a way of sowing that God says we should sow. Right? Amen. There's a form of Christianity that we're supposed to walk in that's almost impossible. Amen. Y'all look at me like I'm crazy this morning. There's a whole lot of stuff in that book that seems almost impossible for anybody in their right mind to accomplish. And you're not going to be able to accomplish anything in that book consistently and have a balanced Christian life unless you do those two things. Somebody say, I won't be able to do anything in the book unless I'm strong and very courageous. Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Well, you won't be able to do nothing unless you're strong and courageous. Isn't it something to have something that you can do and won't do it? Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, listen, they shall lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. How many of you want to be able to do that? Well, you're not going to be able to do that unless you want. That's a law, isn't it? That's the law of the Spirit, that we'll be able to go and preach the gospel to every nation. Amen. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. That's a commandment of God, isn't it? That's a law of God, a New Testament law of God. In the book of Mark chapter 16, it says that they shall lay hands on the sick. They'll recover. Listen, they'll speak to the dead and the dead will get up. But you won't be able to do that weak, discouraged, and afraid to do and to step out. So we say you need courage, confidence, amen, and fearlessness to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish in your life, to step out and start. Let me say hallelujah. It says, only be thou strong. Everybody say strong. Only the strong survive. Somebody say amen. I like that scripture. Bible say, listen, for the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but those that endure to the end. Somebody say hallelujah. You're going to find out that strong that it's talking about here in the scripture is basically endurance. How strong are you? People think it's just strong to push the devil back in a 15-minute battle. No, strong enough to deal with life and stick to God's word. Amen. Strong enough to face difficulties, you know, in opposition. Amen. And still keep moving anyhow. Amen. Somebody say, that's some strength. That's the strength that God's talking about. Everybody say hallelujah. This word strong, I told you before, spell this out. It's a Greek word. All right. C-H-A-Z-A-Q. Kozak. Everybody say Kozak. Kozak means to be very strong. That's the strength that God wants you to have in order to accomplish what he wants you to accomplish. And you know what? It's going to take a strong man of God to build a church in this community. Amen. It's going to take a strong man of God to do anything. What do you mean strong man of God? Oh, just somebody can push the devil around? No, that means somebody can stick to it. This word strong means to be obstinate. Everybody say, I'm going to get obstinate about my faith. Say obstinate. That means they have to be encouraged. Somebody say, always motivated and ready to do what God wants them to do. With their eyes almost closed. They walk not by what? Sight. They walk by faith. Always encouraged, knowing that God is with them. Somebody say amen. Means to be continue. Everybody say continue. Means that when things happen, you're able to repair. Somebody say strong people repair things. You can tell weak people stuff happens, you know. You know, weak car tire will go flat or something like that. And see them getting out there fixing the tire, they cry about it. Amen. Strong people say, I got to get to where God wants me to get. I'm going to get out the car and fix the tire. Amen. If you can't get the tire fixed, it means you're going to get out on the 45 and start walking. Somebody say, that's strength. You won't let anything stop you from what you can deal with opposition. You hear me? But it won't be able to stop you. Some of you need the strength of God. Let me tell you what, there are some things in the Bible that you are never going to be able to accomplish. Just, well, I believe it. Well, you need to believe it, but you need to have some Holy Ghost strength and step out in it. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord this morning. Only be thou strong and very courageous that thou may be able to do all that is written in the book. People are waiting for God to do it through them, but they don't want to have any kind of strength. Oh, one day I'm just going to feel goosebumps down my back and a lightning bolt's going to shoot out my hands. It's just going to start to happen. None of those things will happen until you get yourself strong. Amen. It means to withstand valiantly. Somebody say hallelujah. I like this word. Somebody say outstanding. How are we going to be? How are we going to be what God wants us to be? How are we going to be a strong church? Somebody say to be strong. And strong means to outstand everything the devil throws your way. Somebody say still standing like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You will not be moved. One of the things I found out, somebody said, I'm just trying to find my blessing. I'm going to tell you what, your blessing will come to you if you get to where God wants you to be and just stay there. Somebody say amen. You know, we're not going to just go run and find Jesus. Jesus is going to come. He's going to return to us and call us up from our place. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. We don't have to climb the rough side of the mountain. All we got to do is stand where God told us to stay, and he'll get there. He'll meet you right there. Somebody say, I ain't moving from the spot that God has me. God bless you, dear. Somebody say hallelujah. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Somebody say, you got to be able to withstand some things. Somebody say hallelujah. I tell you what, God is going to come through. He's not a man that he should lie, and I'm going to wait right here until he does. There have been lots of things the devil throws your way. And if you just wait 15 minutes longer and hold your head together, you'll be all right. How many of you got some things in your life that say, I can't go another step farther. This is just it. Well, it's all over. Somebody say, cash in the chips. We're just done. Anybody ever been there before? Say, this is it. This is the big one. Everybody saw Fred Sanford back there, Sanford and Son. You know, stuff would happen. And Fred would say, oh, this is the big one. I'm coming to meet you, Elizabeth. This is the big one. Well, there are a lot of people with that kind of Fred Sanford spiritual mentality. You know, stuff happens, things go, and, you know, instead of us picking it up, say, you can handle it. Oh, this is the big one. We're done for now. Close it up. I tell you what, even if the big one comes, God's the God that calls you back from the dead. Even when it's over, it's not over. I got that kind of faith. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Lazarus, I'm telling you what, Lazarus, that, you know what, they were waiting on Jesus to come. Jesus just took his time. Lazarus kicked the bucket. I mean, he dead. Somebody say, dead. How many think that's final, you know? Well, some of us, you know, we done died. They just say, well, just put him in the ground and get over it. Amen. Well, he was dead. Somebody say, it's over. Guess what? Even after death for Lazarus, it wasn't over. Somebody say, praise the Lord. There have been a lot of people, so y'all got to learn that resurrection power. Somebody say, praise God. Christians need to be strong enough to learn that resurrection power. Well, I done blew this one. It's all over. That job's gone. That car is gone. That house is gone. That church is gone. That dream is gone. That vision's gone. That woman's gone. That man's gone. That child's gone. Somebody say, it's all over. Some say, even after it's over, it's never over. If you got faith, God will turn it around. Somebody say, praise God. Never give up. Even after it's dead, God will call it back to life again. Somebody say, amen. That's resurrection faith. But strong people live that way. Somebody say, amen. If you say, would you still stay there before the race is over? I don't care. Somebody say, hallelujah. I'm going to win. Hallelujah. You know, it's not one of those things. See, when you got to learn that kind of faith with God, we don't know how many rounds are in the boxing match with God. You know, some of these races say, well, it's about how many rounds you get in the regular boxing match? 15 rounds. Amen. Dean watches that sport. Amen. You know, I tell you what, Kelly throws heavier punches. She said 12 is all I need. Dean said 15. Amen. But I tell you what, it used to be 15. Now it's 12. Amen. Somebody say amen. But many of us are thinking after the 12th round, it's all over. I tell you what, after that 12th round, that bell will ring. It'll ring again. Amen. Somebody said there's always another round. I tell you what, time is on the believer's side. There are a lot of people that are afraid because they think, well, we don't have enough time to do it. I'm getting old. I'm past my age, you know. If I had gone to school 50 years or 20 years ago, it's okay. I don't have time now. It's all over. Somebody say time. It's on the believer's side. Did you know time is not on the devil's side? His clock is ticking. He can't renew his days. His days are numbered, but for the believer it goes on and on forever. Time has always been on the believer's side. God held the star. Look, one man was fighting a battle. You know, God held the day long enough for him to beat the devil up. Amen. God will cause time to be on your side. Somebody say amen. But you've got to be courageous. Somebody say amen. That means you've got to be able to just stand strong and not be moved. Somebody say be stout. Be bold about it. Doesn't mean you, somebody say you got to be able to take a blow. Take a punch. Amen. Let's say hallelujah. So say, I'm still here. So say hallelujah. So be careful, I'm going to turn my other cheek. I'm about to snap on you. I believe that turn the other cheek meant, you know, when somebody slaps you on your face, you turn the other cheek. You turn that cheek, then it's Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all know Jesus know how to fight. Amen. He's the mighty one of Israel, the Lion of Judah. Amen. So is it only be thou strong and very courageous. Somebody say courageous. Then that word courageous means steadfast minded. Courageous people are steadfast minded. Courage is basically you got made up your mind, you're just going to win. Even when it looks like you're losing a battle. Amen. You got to make up. Somebody say courageous in my mind. Courageous people aren't dumb. They just don't want to die. They believe they're going to win. When people get those awards for being courageous, it's not because they decided, well, I'm just going to give my life up for the cause. No, that dummy went out there and shot a bunch of people up because he thought he was going to win. Courageous people are motivated with the possibility of victory. Somebody say amen. So you've got to be what? Steadfast-minded. Amen. It means strong, steadfast-minded, and fortified in your dream, in your vision, in the promise of God that you might be able to prevail. Somebody say amen. Both of those words has to do with consistency and obstinance. Somebody say amen. How many of you are consistent and obstinate in what God told you to do? So say strong. Say it again, strong. Said, only be thou strong and very courageous. God, there's a word for this church. But you know what kind of people are going to see that word come to pass? Strong people and courageous people. There's a word for your life. Guess what? But you know what kind of person is going to get that word to come to pass in their life? The word of God over your life is the will of God over your life. But the only thing you're going to bring that word about is what? Strength and courage. Why don't you get a backbone and step out and start to walk in what God told you to walk in? Amen. So many people are sitting there and their life's not happening because they're too afraid to start something. Amen. Some say weak. I believe we just need to use that word in the church. They used to say, boy, you just weak. Amen. If God said it, be strong enough to step on out there and do it. Amen. Somebody just say, start and stick to it. That's strength and courage. Somebody say, amen. For the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but to him that endures to the end. Well, strength that has the ability to endure. Somebody say amen. You need a strong battery. It goes on forever. Strong cords don't break. Somebody say hallelujah. I like right before that in verse 6, it said, listen, no man will be able to stand before you. Remember we covered that? This is what God's trying to tell you in your life. I tell you what, if you just hold on a little bit longer, that thing that you're in opposition with will not be able, it doesn't have the ability to stand longer than you. Whatever problem you're facing in your life, whatever thing you're dealing with, guess what? It is not, I'll tell you what, it doesn't have enough go in it to outstand you, but you just got to find out that. Some say, I can outstand my problem. I can outlive this sickness. I'm going to outstand this thing. Somebody say amen. So I want you to know the devil's getting tired. He can't renew his strength. Only God can renew his strength. You get renewed strength every day. His mercies are new every morning. Amen. Devil's playing them same old songs. Amen. He has no ability to renew himself. He's dying. That's why the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Why does he steal? Because he can't get nothing new. He can't receive it. He can't create anything. Everything the devil had, he stole from some dumb Christian. Amen. It's the truth. He had nothing. He didn't have a home. He stole it from you. Glory to God. Whatever the devil had, he steals. He can't get anything, but I tell you what, your mercy's new every morning. Your strength is new every morning. Some say, glory to God. That means the longer you outstand something, the weaker the devil gets, the stronger you'll be. Somebody say, hallelujah. There are certain people that learn how to fight that way. That's, you know, they fight, they get in the ring, you know. And that boy gets out there, and first couple rounds, they really get beat up a little bit. Amen. But around that 12th round, amen. Somebody say, amen, you get that new win. Somebody say, new win. New strength. New draw. See, that was fighting Jesus on the cross. Said, I got him now. He's down. Jesus never said a mumbling word. Amen. He just sat up there, you know, kept his mouth shut. Amen. Looked like he was really sad shape, wasn't it? Never looked like he won. Amen. Jesus went down for the count. One day. Somebody say amen. Today. But on the third day, he got up with renewed strength. Amen. Somebody say amen. In those 3 days, Jesus was rested and renewing his strength. Amen. Went down to hell and kicked some big booty. Amen. Yes, he did. Did you know he did that? Went down there and set the captives free. Well, that's what God wants to do for you. Somebody say, I'm getting stronger. Every day I live, I get stronger. If you keep the right mindset, amen. Everything you experience, everything you go through, amen. You've experienced it. Listen, I've been through this before. I can be through it again. That makes me stronger, amen. 2 years ago, this thing would have faced me. I've been biting my fingernails, amen. Almost ripping off my tips of my toes, fingers of my... Bite my fingers off, forget the toes, amen. But now it's nothing but a thing. Why? Because you're stronger. You know that God's going to bring you out. He brought you out before. He'll do it again. So what are you shaking for? One thing I find out, the devil's a liar. One thing I find out, he can't pull off what he says he's going to do unless you agree with it. And he tells you something. We get dumb. We just believe it. Well, the devil said, I'm going to destroy your family. Well, I guess you're right. Let me help you. I'm expected to come. Amen. We start to talk it up. Then all of a sudden somebody say one thing. Then you go start. Amen. Somebody say you expect stuff to come about. Amen. To do the book of the law. You'll be able to have that life, liberty, abundance, and prosperity. And what God said you could have. Might not come overnight. Didn't take you to get in this mess overnight. We sowed into it for years. Amen. Some of us were a trip when we were 6 and 7 years old, working our way in that hole. Amen. I mean, you weren't just a millionaire one day, then one day just went out and got broke. Glory to God. No, you worked on it from the day you were born. Some say, in a little while, it's going to be all right. If I learn to be strong and courageous, I'll win. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And observe to do all that he's told you to do. Listen, it says, listen. He said, be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Somebody say, don't turn from it, from the left or to the right. Don't turn. Look at somebody and say, don't turn. From the right hand to the left hand. There are certain people, you know which way is right. Don't compromise it. That's what I figured out. You know, we could have been successful a long time ago, but somebody say lots of shortcuts. Ain't no shortcuts in this thing. You round up right back where you started off. Amen. Don't be cutting through no woods trying to get there. Amen. There are no shortcuts with God. Just walk the path and be patient and stick to it. Amen. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Amen. You just stick right on the plan of God. Amen. Whether it takes you a long time to get there or not, say, I can't compromise things. People want to compromise things in their life to get somewhere faster. Well, I'll run this one down. Somebody say compromise to get where God wants me to get. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. I'll give this. I'll do certain things. We don't want to do that. You can't turn to the left nor to the right. Amen. Stick right on the word of God. Somebody say, there are certain things that you just can't do. Certain things I just can't do. There are certain ways we need to live. Don't turn to the left or to the right. You just stick to what God commanded over your life and hold those basic principles. Amen. When you learn to pace yourself with the word of God, amen, that's when you really start to make some traction. You start to get a little bit of traction in your steps. Amen. When you see, I figured out that I can't go beyond my devotion. Did you know that? I can't go beyond my devotion. What do you mean you can't go beyond my devotion? I figured out that I can't move, my lifestyle won't change beyond my level of commitment to God and my devotion. I can pedal as fast as I can, but them wheels ain't going to turn. Amen. How many of you ever got a bike where you got gear shifts on it, you know, and there are certain gears that you get into that all of a sudden that bike starts to go a little bit faster because you're right in the right gear? Well, you need to gear yourself up for what God has in your life. How many want to get a better, have a better life? Have some things, you know, have some of the fruits of a better life. Well, you're not going to have you can pedal as fast as you want to, amen, but you won't go anywhere until you gear yourself up and track yourself with your devotional life. Amen. God wants you to be whole. Somebody say prosperity. And prosperity has to do with soundness. 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 Money's just not prosperity. It's just a piece of it. You know, it's just a little fruit of it. Amen. But prosperity is soundness. Amen. That means that, you know what? He wants to give you prosperity with peace. Not have you worried about a bunch of stuff all the time. Amen. Somebody say, pace yourself with the love of God and find out what God has for you. You know what? So what if it's going to take you a little while? Amen. So what? You got to drive that raggedy car another week. Drive it with peace. Drive it with peace. Keep the Lord in that thing. Somebody say amen. And walk with it. With Nation Church. So what? We got 40 people in here this morning. Amen. 40 people with the peace of God. Hallelujah. I'd rather have that. I'd rather have 40 people going with God and pacing themselves than 600 people. Who knows where they came from or where they want to go. Amen. Allow your lifestyle to match your devotional life. Don't have nothing in your life you can't love. If you can't love it, guess what? You're going to lose it. Think about that. If you can't love it, you're going to lose it. The job you have, you can't love it, you're going to lose it. Members in the church, I can't love them, guess what? I'm going to lose them. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, well, boy, you must not love a lot. Well, I love you, amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. What you can't love, you'll lose. What you can't keep by love, you will definitely lose. Your ministry. Somebody say, oh, Lord, here he goes. What you don't love, you'll lose. Don't do things just for money. You do things because that's your devotional life. And it's just natural. Amen. What you don't love, you will lose. I like this. Somebody say hallelujah. How many want to be able to stand? Amen. And have nothing stand before you. Amen. That means nothing will be able to stand longer than you. Amen. It's all right to battle. It's all right to battle. We're still battling. I ain't lost yet. Somebody say, I'm still here. It's all right. See, that's the thing with people. They think, you know, it's the wrong thing. I'm not dead. As long as you're still alive, the battle's still on. Amen. People want to cash in the chips so early. Well, there's nothing else I'm going to do. I'm just waiting to die. Well, just go and die. But if you're going to live, live and live strong. There's nothing wrong with fighting. Nothing wrong with being in a battle as long as you got the mindset to win. And I guarantee if you hold on long enough, you will win. Glory to God. It's quiet in here this morning. Amen. This book shall not. Listen, have I not commanded thee, be thou strong and very courageous, and don't be afraid nor dismayed. So say, the battle belongs to the Lord. All I got to do is keep my head together. I just keep focused. You can't stop battles and onslaughts from the devil. As long as you're in the world, that stuff's going to come. You know, you think, you know, you get to the point where you don't have any more battles with the devil, no more troubles. Well, you're just going to have to go to heaven. As long as you're down here, you're going to have some stuff to overcome. Amen. But you're going to have to be strong and very courageous and not become afraid of anything. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, I will not fear, nor be dismayed. That means, listen, somebody say, when things come your way, cause you to shake. When the devil puts something in front of your face, when you're standing on God for something, and all of a sudden something doesn't go your way, then all of a sudden you start to shake in your faith. Well, I don't know whether I'm supposed to do this or not. I'm getting a little nervous. I'm here by faith. Hallelujah. Somebody say shaking. How many people shaking in what they want? Amen. Shaking in their promises. You're not supposed to shake. That's why you got to pace yourself. If you're beyond yourself, you know, living in a house you know that's not right for you for that time. Amen. You're going to be in that house shaking. Amen. Every time First of the month, amen, that bill comes. Amen, somebody say, shake it. I'm here by faith, shake it. Help me, Lord. How many shaking saints we got, amen? Wouldn't it be better just to be someplace where you can stand not having to shake, amen? Living on the end of things, somebody say, shake it for me. Somebody say, keep it shaking. Hallelujah. God wants you to walk consistently. He wants you to walk by faith with stability and not shaking every little step you take. I'm here. I belong here. Amen. So God doesn't want you to shake. Amen. That word where it says, be not afraid. That said, don't be affrighted. Don't be feared. Don't dread anything. Amen. Or harassed or oppressed. There are certain people that don't even, that they're so afraid, you know, they're saying something the devil always talking to you. I'm going to take this house from you. You got this car, I'm going to get this car. You driving today, but tomorrow it's mine. Come on, people, think. You got relationships. Y'all getting along today, but tomorrow this is over, amen? Think about it. Somebody say harassed. Harassing jobs. You know, you ain't going to get no job. You'll never get that job. You ain't going to get, somebody say harassed. One of the symptoms of fear, think about it. One of the symptoms of fear is you cannot stop oppression of the devil or harassment. What do you mean harassment? You know, certain people harass you, demons harass you. You can't go to sleep at night because you're just thinking about what you're going to lose tomorrow. God doesn't want us to live that way. We got to have confidence. Listen, if you're confident, if you have that confidence, that courage, and that strength, that you will not be moved from where God has you because God has you there, guess what? You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be shaken. So say, I refuse to shake because I'm not here in my own strength. I'm here in the strength of God. Bring it on. That's so hard for us. You know, someone said, that's easy for you. That's easy for you. Somebody said, I got bills. How many of you know I got bills? Amen. I'll trade with some of you any day. Amen. I wouldn't. Amen. Amen. But we get to things doing what God wanted us to do, and all of a sudden, it come time to pay bills and do certain things. We still got bills. But you know what? I refuse to be afraid of them, and I refuse to shake by them. Amen. Do whatever you got to do. I've gotten to the point where I refuse to become afraid. Before I think about anything, I say, first of all, I'm not going to be afraid of anything. Amen. Somebody say, let it happen. But I'm not going to be afraid. God will not move when you're afraid in any area. The area that you chose, say, listen, what I'm feared has come upon me. There are two things in life that you can live by. You can live by faith or you can live by fear. Both of them will come to pass. Do you know that fear is nothing but perverted faith? When God said, have faith in God, so God will do some things for you. Let me tell you what. When you live in fear, guess what that is? That's faith, perverted faith in the devil. You're shaking in your boots because the devil told you something. You believe he's going to do it. Some of you have great faith. Fear comes by hearing and rehearing the devil. Amen. Faith comes by hearing God. What are you built up in? The most holy faith or the most unholy fear? Some of us are professional. I mean, we got the gift of fear. Amen. There's a great gift of faith. Some of you see people moving the gift of faith. I mean, gift of faith, there's a possibility of something good to happen. They can make it happen right away. But there's certain people that have the gift of fear or the curse of fear. You let something happen. Oh, here we go. This plane's going down. They're the first one to speak it out. It's all over. Say, I will not be afraid, and I will not be shaken. Somebody say, I'm not going to shake no more. Fall down to where you got to get, amen? Fall down to the place where you don't have to shake anymore, amen? Isn't that easy? The battle belongs to God. You handle your knees. Your knees wouldn't shake so much if you bow them in prayer every now and then. Somebody say amen. When you find your knees shaking, get them down to the ground. Amen. Come down to that ground. Stop trying to stand in your own strength and put them on the ground. Make them pray on them. Amen. If you get up off them knees to pray, you get up them knees after praying, they still shaking, get back down. Some say shaking knees calls us to prayer. It says don't be afraid. And it says don't you even be, somebody say, dismayed. Somebody say dismayed. There are a lot of people that are dismayed. What are dismayed people? They're amazed. Dismayed people are amazed, beat down, discouraged, and confused. You met people like that? I don't know what's happening. Everything all messed up. And act like they surprised. Took you a long time. Amen. How many confused? What's going to happen tomorrow? I don't know. I'm just amazed. Never thought I'd be here. Confused. God doesn't want you confused. You got a promise. Agree with it. God wants you blessed. Somebody say, that'll make all the confusion go away. Get the vision of God. Say, God's got a plan for me. I'm not confused about it anymore. Let's curse that spirit of confusion. Amen. Being beat down that you can't hold on to your dreams. You can't hold on to your goals. There are people that live that way. You know, just existing day by day. You know, anything that happened, let it happen. Confused, just wasting time. Living by fate instead of by faith. Whatever happens today, so be it. It's the will of God. Well, the will of God is grabbed and apprehended, or you can grab a hold of the will of God by faith. Fate comes by chance. You hear me? Fate comes by chance and all this other stuff. There's people that get into good luck, bad luck. That's how fate happens. Amen? Faith has vision. Faith is received. God doesn't throw anything at us. We have to look at what he got. You go there and you choose what you want. You agree with it. You believe it. Then you receive it. Amen? So he doesn't want you to be dismayed nor discouraged. He wants you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen? So that you might have, somebody say success. Say success. You know what success is? When I look up this word success, you know, how do you measure success? How does one, do you measure success by the size of a house? By the emblem on the top of the car? Amen. By the type of leather they have on their shoe? By the size of the rock? How do you measure success? How do you measure success? The Bible measures success this way. When I looked up this word success, it was amazing. Success is measured by being able to behave oneself. Think about it. It says behave oneself. Wisdom, guidance, somebody say expert, and intelligence. And they are prudent. You can study it for yourself. Sokal. S-A-K-A-L. It means to deal prudently. That means you don't have anything to do with your success. Think about that. Any good thing that's going to happen in your life, it's going to be the result of God's power in your life and you just receiving it. A successful person has the ability to walk through life without fear, without shaking through life. They just walk by faith. Amen. They're able to walk in the wisdom of God, the mindset of God, and they are able to have the peace of God and handle life prudently. You need to be a success at life. Life doesn't begin after you grabbed a hold of a bunch of stuff. Life is now. Do you hear what I'm saying? Life is right now. If you want to learn to master life, amen, learn to live in peace. Amen. Learn to hear the Holy Ghost. Amen. A successful person can hear the Holy Ghost and with no fear whatsoever move out on it. That's success. Success is that you are able to respond to the Word of God immediately with no second doubt. Amen. That's success. Somebody say amen. How many of you are blessed enough that if God tells you to do something, you can do it right now? You can just do it. How many can do that? You know, God said, I want you. All right. I want you to go to Africa right now. Pack your bags up and get over to Africa. And I want you to preach the gospel there. How many of you got to consult that calendar, consult that schedule, do all that other stuff? Do you know that God can bless you? To where you can, that's some blessing, amen, to be able. Amen. To be rich enough. Somebody say rich enough. There are a lot of people that just just don't got a job, that ain't success. Amen. They got a lot of free time. Calling that success, that ain't success. Bunch of free time, nowhere to go. Amen. Couldn't even afford a bus ticket to Dallas. Amen. Amen. That's not success. God said he would prosper us that we're able to give unto every good work. How many are able to give unto every good work? How many are able to give unto every good work? When you see a good project going on, you could just write out the check that your heart so desires to write out. Amen. Or you think, hold on. We write this one. There goes them socks I wanted. There goes the steak. We just cut a day off vacation. Amen. Some say success. God wants the prosperous that we're able to give unto every good work with freedom. A successful person has the ability to do that. Do you know there are certain people walking in that stuff? There are certain people walking in such a degree of financial success. Amen. There's financial success that to where they're just free. And every time the Spirit of God moves on their heart, they have the ability to do it. Amen. They're not strapped down. There are ministries like that. Lakewood Church was, what were they doing? $4 million a year in missions? Tell me that's not success. $4 million a year in missions. Amen. Some of us are experiencing success in life in different ways. I'm learning to get that success. To get, first thing about success is freedom. Somebody say freedom. Thank God for that. One of the fruits of success is freedom. Jesus come, he said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Jesus come to set us free. That freedom, Jesus come to give you success. Freedom, financial freedom. Amen. Time freedom. Amen. How many of you want some freedom? I'm not telling you to leave your job or do something like that. If God has you to be there, you're free to do the job that God has you to do. How many of you feel strapped down in certain areas of your life? Amen. I tell you what, there's some, that thing's going to be broken. You just keep walking in the area of freedom that God has you come in, it'll affect another area. One form of bondage gets you in another form of bondage. But one form of freedom will get you in another area of freedom. So be free in the area that you can be free in. Amen. And watch that freedom start to manifest in your life. And free people are successful people. Somebody say hallelujah. A free person is able to, listen, skill, have good success. They're able to teach. Amen. Understanding and wisdom. They're able to behave themselves, amen, wisely, and guide wittingly. Somebody say praise the Lord. That means there are a lot of people someplace, old people, they might not got everything you got, amen. And we look at those people and say, oh, they ain't no success. They ain't have nothing. Amen. If they're happy and they accomplish what they want to accomplish in life, and what God wanted them to accomplish in life, and they're at peace with it, guess what? That's a success. There are a lot of people trying to, you know, Howard Hughes wanted success. That's a big failure. Got all that money, amen, and have your toenails grow so long you can't even put shoes on your feet, amen. Died miserably. That's not success. That's failure at life. Mother Teresa didn't have a big house, a big mansion, nor diamond rings. She affected the world, lived, amen, was free enough. If God, wherever God wanted her to go, she was able to go, and she was able to do it. Tell you what, she closed her eyes in peace because she lived a life of what? Success. God wants us all to be successful in life. And many times what you consider, amen, failure is only a pathway to true success. Amen. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich with what? No sorrow with it. So say hallelujah. I'm enjoying this life. Amen. I'm enjoying this life. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. Somebody say it's going to get better. Tomorrow morning, you're going to get up, amen, and you just start to follow the Holy Ghost and follow the instruction of the Holy Ghost and live in the peace of God and watch success start to happen in your life. You'll get better deals on your job. People that have a lot of money, amen, amen, that have problems in their life and stuff like that, that don't have success, they want to be around successful people. Said, I'm wasting my time getting all this other stuff. I'm the most miserable person in the world. How can I live like you, amen? It will draw success to you. True success will bring money. It might take a while to get there, but it will come. When you get wisdom, someone say wisdom. Notice that this word success in the Bible had to do with wisdom. So wisdom is the principal thing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. That means if you get the wisdom of God, the peace of God, someone say, just learn to live. Develop a quality of life, you know, governing values about yourself, and don't violate, don't turn to the right nor to the left when it comes to the governing values for your life. Even if it pays an extra dime, don't short circuit it. Stay there. If you stay there, guess what's going to happen? You'll outstand the spirit of poverty. Glory to God. You'll outstand sickness. You'll outstand disease. Amen. Hallelujah. All those other things will follow true success. Find out what God wants you. First of all, find the law of God for your life. What's the law of God? What does God want to get out of your life? How are you going to live this word? Amen. Stick to it. Make a commitment. Somebody say, I'm going to make a commitment to stick to the law of God. I'm done. But the law of God for my life is worship. Amen. The word. Amen. And then whatever happens out of that is just life. Amen. If I can do those things, guess what's going to happen to me? Success. Amen. Somebody say success. You know you can live that way too. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Thank you, Jesus. Say, devil, I will not be shaken because I have a commitment to stick to the law of the Lord and the word of God. And I have governing values that keep me in the right place at the right time and causes me to do the right thing. And I will experience success in my life. And that does not mean being broke and happy about it. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Just pray about that for a moment. Thank God that God wants to make you a success. Amen. Thank God that God wants to make you a success. And you just got to find the pathway to success for your life. And the pathway to success is not just believe in God. God wants to be more blessed than you do. It's God's desire to have you. He created all the gold. He created all those other things. He wants you to have some of those temporal things. Nothing wrong with that. He can give it to you. He wants to bless you. He wants to do those things for you. He wants to get them bills paid. He wants that stuff. He wants to bring you out of debt. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be free more than you want to be free. And he knows how to do it. But you just got to trust him. Trust him and not be afraid of the plan of God for your life. Amen. Don't be afraid of the way you decided to live. I don't see how I'm going to make money doing this. How am I going to get ahead doing this, putting others first? What? You mean I got to do this? It ain't going to work out. It does. It does. It does. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for those that are gathered in this room today. We thank you that you have a plan for their future, oh God, that you have the ability, amen, to carry it out, Father God. So as they focus on you, hallelujah, with all of their heart, with all of their soul, with all of their mind, Father God, allow success to manifest itself on their jobs. Bring it to them in Jesus' name. Father, I pray first of all, even before that, Lord, that you just give them peace and courage and confidence, that they never be moved from the place of peace, that you would fill their mouth with good things. Oh, Father God, that they're always saying things are going to be better. Amen. We're going to make it. Amen. Anybody say that out of their mouth right now? I'm going to make it. Say it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Say it. I can do it. With God, all things are possible. Say it's happening in my life right now. Say it's happening in my life right now. Speak it. It's happening in my life right now. Thank God. Y'all be blessed. Put on some good music. We'll be back here at 7 o'clock tonight. Amen. Did y'all enjoy that this morning?